Good morning. This is Steph from Voices in the Valley. Our summer holiday continues for one more week, and so today we'll be listening to a previously aired episode of Voices in the Valley. This week we play an episode that first aired on April 9th of 2016. It features a short radio play called One Day in Edelin, written by the Shire's first audio drama team. One Day in Edelin served as the prompt to what would become the podcast series Hush. Lee, the student director of the drama, describes how a team of students from all around the St. Croix River Valley created the radio play, and I interview the audio drama team on their involvement. After the interview, the radio drama unfolds, and the voice of silence shows that things are not as they seem in the quaint little town of Edelin. Enjoy! Voices in the Valley will be back on the air with original content next Saturday at 10 a.m. Joining us from the farm store in Stillwater, Minnesota, it's Nature's Notebook with Rebecca Coles. Hey, Rebecca, how's it going?
Good morning. It's, I'm hanging in there enjoying summer as it still fizzles away.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, we just have to enjoy every warm moment we have here in Minnesota because we know what's coming around the corner, but we won't say that word yet. We won't say
not the word yet.
That we do not want to speak until we have to. Instead, let's talk about something beautiful like monarch butterflies. I know you have some things to share about that.
Yeah, you know, this is the time of the year that I love having a flower garden because monarchs, of course, punctuate the landscape with their bold, beautiful color. And monarchs are the most recognized butterfly in the world. And what's interesting about that beautiful color that we all love, that actually is a warning system to predators. That color, that orange color, the predator says, don't eat me because I taste horrible, and by the way, I'm poisonous. And by the way, the poison comes from the milkweed that the larva eats at a very young stage. In fact, that's the only plant that helps build the monarch butterflies when they're in the larval stage. So they eat the milkweed, and the toxins from the milkweed, which is a toxic to us, actually gets into their system and affects other predators. So it's kind of their way of protecting themselves.
That's why milkweed is so important to monarch butterflies. I always wondered why that was. Why milkweed?
Yeah, and you know what's really sad? You know, we've heard about the monarchs disappearing because we're wiping out their habitat. We're pulling out the prairies. We're pulling out, the open spaces in lieu of suburbs. So what I want to remind people is that, you know, that the milkweed is in bloom now. I love it. And once it sets that flowery or that very fuzzy seed, you know, collect that seed, save it, and save it for next year, plant it. Every garden should have milkweed if you want to keep the monarch butterflies around. And you know, they really need that among other plants. They love chives, wallflowers, salvia, and common milkweed. The chives and wallflower salvia, they get their nectar from that. So that really helps them. And by the way, they taste with their feet and they smell with their abdomen. So that's kind of fun. But they weigh less than a dime and they travel about 3,000 miles to go back to their winter camps, which is in Southern California and in Mexico. So they need to really, you know, pump up on that energy along the way and are looking for people to help them.
Well, they are absolutely beautiful. And do they ever come to the farm store, Rebecca?
Oh, we always see them around. And oftentimes inside the farm store, we have monarchs. Of course, it's not the real thing, but we've got something similar floating around.
Well, it's a delightful store to visit. I know it's one of my favorite stores on Main Street here in Stillwater, Minnesota. So I highly encourage our listening audience to head on down to the farm store on the south end of Stillwater's Main Street. Thank you, Rebecca, so much for being here on Nature's Notebook. And thanks to our sponsor, Water Street Inn.
Thanks to Water Street Inn for sponsoring Nature's Notebook with Rebecca Coles. Sweet dreams are never more inviting than at Stillwater's only waterfront hotel. Victorian suites, special attention to details, modern amenities. Find out more at waterstreetinn.us.
Paperback writer.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. Today, it's all about the Shire's audio drama team and their radio play. This is Steph at theshireonline.com, and I have a guest host today, Lee, a sophomore at Stillwater Area High School and the director of our radio play. Welcome, Lee. It's good to have you here.
Hi.
Lee is a part of the audio drama team that wrote a play as a part of a class held at the Shire Literary Center, and we are so excited today. We have our team here to discuss how they created the play, and then we'll hear the world premiere of what we hope to be an ongoing series called Hush. Today we start with the prologue, One Day in Edelin. Okay, so Lee, you're here with me, and we have in this really small studio with us about 9 students from the audio drama team, all sort of huddled together shoulder to shoulder. Hello, audio drama team!
Hello!
It's good to have you here! Hey, Lee, do you want to introduce this awesome bunch we've got here?
Yeah, we have Emma, a sophomore at Keystone High School, Canyon, a freshman at Emory High School, Mary Therese, an 8th grader at Trinity at River's Edge, Penelope, a 7th grader at St. Croix Prep, Jack, a 4th grader at St. Croix Catholic, Celia, a freshman at River Falls High School, Claudia, a sophomore at River Falls High School, Annie, a junior at Matamidi High School, Alex, a junior at Stillwater High School, and Zach, a junior at Stillwater High School.
And we have 3 people missing who couldn't be here today, Anna Claire and Aurora from Liberty Classical Academy, and Isabella from Stillwater Junior High. We are going to play a game of speed questions, but before we do that, I have to just give a shout out to KLBB and to Jenna, our awesome producer, and to Brad and to the whole staff here, because the Club 1220 has been fantastic. And, you know, Zach, one thing that was really fun was to see you jamming when we did a recording here of some of the play last Sunday, and you were jamming to the music that KLBB was playing. Tell us about that.
I was. I recognized it as a Walter Murphy's rendition of the Fifth Symphony of Beethoven.
Oh, wow. That is really impressive and something that I can tell you I could not have done. But did you have pretty fun, good time doing that?
Oh, yeah. It was a really groovy track.
It was a groovy track. And hey, audio drama team, what did you think of being here hanging out all Sunday afternoon at KLBB? Was it awesome?
Fantastic!
Woo-hoo! All right. Well, we'd like to give not only a big shout out, but also a big thank you to KLBB. So, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, KLBB!
Well, that was far from unanimous, but the sentiment was real. All right, back to our game of speed questions. I am going to aim questions at the audio drama team for them to answer as quickly as possible. Lee, our fearless director, what is the play about?
Hush is about a girl named Andy as she learns about her strange town and the mysterious being known as Silence.
Ooh, creepy and good. So what steps were taken to produce the play, Lee?
We started out by creating the world and writing the script itself. Then we cast the actors and rehearsed and recorded.
Very interesting. And now I have Emma, who plays Andy in the play, and Ellie, who plays, I love this, rational girl. Can you tell us, ladies, about the writing process and how you did that?
Well, first we had to brainstorm because we didn't have an idea, we didn't have characters, and we didn't have a setting. So we took a large portion of the time to figure all of that out. And once we had done that, we got to begin writing the script, which was really cool. But there were so many of us, and we wanted to make it a collaborative effort, so we had to improvise.
And how we would do that is we would choose a couple people to be the characters in the scenes and then just let them go wild with it.
Oh, I love that. That sounds like that was a lot of fun. Was it, girls?
It was really great.
Oh. It was interesting.
I loved it.
Well, speaking of interesting, thank you, girls. Speaking of interesting, I have Mary Therese here, who plays the grandma, Violet. All right, Mary Therese, you are a high school student. What is it like to play an elderly lady?
Well, I'm basically myself, but
hyped up on caffeine and stuck in the 1960s.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I got to break out the parenting side of me. And
I can't wait to hear it. So, Canyon, you played the character of Zach. What was that like, and what was your favorite part of the process?
Well, playing Zach was really interesting for me, just because he's more of a quiet and shy guy, and I am not really, I'm more of a extroverted person. My favorite part of the play was just working with the script. I really enjoyed seeing like what the writers had already come up with, and then just changing it, tweaking it a little bit, and just changing it so that it better fit like our needs.
Oh, that's neat. So you really like the revision part of the process?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Canyon. I also have Penelope here. She is the composer of the music that you will hear that both starts the show and is interlaced throughout the show as well. Penelope, is it pretty cool to have music you compose be a part of a radio play?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's one thing to compose music, and then it's another thing to share it with people and make it public, so I really enjoyed that experience.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. And I've also got Jack here. Oh, I'm going to pull the microphone down for him, because Jack is the youngest member of our team. And Jack, tell me, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
You are 9 years old. And tell me, what parts have you been involved in with this audio drama team experience?
I got 4 lines. One of them was not supposed to be mine, and because a person was sick, and they were all in the lunch scene.
Ooh, that sounds really interesting. And you were also on the sound effects team, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the fact that you got a line that you weren't supposed to have?
Yeah, it's awesome getting thrown in.
Aha, but you did fantastic. Did you have fun?
Yes, so much. It was great.
I love it. So you want to continue?
Yes.
Awesome. We're really glad to hear that, and we will be continuing. We'll be writing a second episode of Hush over the summer and producing it as a live radio play this time around. And we would love for any secondary students who are out there to come and be involved with us. If you are interested in joining the audio drama team, email steph@theshireonline.com to learn how to be a part of this ongoing endeavor. Well, audio drama team, it is time to slip into our sponsorship section, and Celia, Alex, Annie, and Claudia from the audio drama team are going to stay to help me. So, audio drama team, thank you for coming, and thank you for writing an awesome play. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned after our sponsors for the prologue of a new podcast series called Hush. It's all about collaboration with real estate consultant Wendy Gimple. You are never alone in buying or selling when Wendy's on your team. Her clients agree, she's the best. She's received 5 stars on Zillow for all 47 of her reviews. Here's what people had to say. Celia.
My husband and I have bought and sold several homes across the country, and Wendy was the most responsive realtor we have ever worked with.
Alex.
Wendy is the best agent out there. She knows her stuff and is terrific to work with.
Annie.
Hi, Wendy. All you do and who you are make the difference. Proud to be one of your clients.
Wendy would love the opportunity to meet with you and offer a no-obligation market analysis of your home. Call 651-214-7796. Again, that number is 651-214-7796, or email Wendy at wendy@wendygimple.com. Our radio play today, One Day in Edelin, is being sponsored by Annex School and Club Fundraising, a division of River Moon Coffee Roasting Company, a company that was birthed right here in Stillwater. We here on the audio drama team are hoping we'll secure a grant to create a new episode for Hush, but even with a grant, there are always costs involved that include an activities fee. And I've got Claudia from the audio drama team here with us today to tell us, why is it important to have fundraising options for students?
Well, I'm really impressed with Annex School and Club Fundraising. I want to buy everything they have to offer: artisan coffee, beans from small cooperative farming communities, loose leaf teas, gourmet hot cocoa, fine chocolates, including chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Wow, that does sound great. And Claudia, tell me, how is that going to help you with raising money? And why is it so important to raise money?
Because with this opportunity, both parties benefit. The organization makes money, and also the student has their activity paid for.
Oh, that makes sense. And then they're able to participate, I'm assuming, because they have this option available to them. Well, I have to say I'm really impressed with Annex School and Club Fundraising. I want to buy everything they have to offer, don't you think, Claudia? I mean, artesian coffee beans from small cooperative farming communities, loose leaf teas, gourmet hot cocoa, fine chocolates, including chocolate covered espresso beans. And get this, Claudia, 50% of the profit goes to the students.
No way.
I know. It's awesome. Annick provides custom color sheets and creates product labels with the name and logo of the organization on it. And with Annick School and Club Fundraising, we can raise money for our organization and for our students. And also, each student can raise money to meet their activity fee and tuition costs personally. It's perfect for our audio drama team, but also an excellent way for PTAs to raise money for their schools, youth groups to fund mission trips, sport teams, and art organizations to secure the funding they need. Everybody wins. The student, the organization, and the purchaser of lovely coffee, chocolates, cocos, and teas. And Claudia, what do you think? I'm opening a package of coffee beans right now. How do they smell?
They smell absolutely delicious. Like, this coffee is the best.
Would you want to sell it?
Yeah, I would definitely want to sell it.
Okay, listening audience, don't be surprised if one of the audio drama team members knocks on your door and asks you to buy coffee. Find out more on how Annex School and Club can help you with your fundraising at rivermooncoffee.com/fundraising. Or find them on Facebook and Twitter as River Moon Coffee. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Voices in the Valley, broadcast every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on KLBB 1220 AM. This is Steph at theshireonline.com, and you are about to hear the prologue for the world premiere of a new podcast series called Hush. Welcome to One Day in Edelin.
Ba 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 do da da dee da 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 da.
Wait.
It is an April evening in Edelin, Minnesota. The sun yawns, and its rays settle into the sleepy river that hems in the village. A mist pushes through the current. It pauses briefly above the waters and then thickens its intentions to a murky vapor that begins to rotate towards Main Street's brick storefronts. I am silence, and I am everywhere.
Andromeda! I'm back! Put the kettle on, would you? Get down off that counter, you mangy cat! What's wrong, kitten? You haven't said two words.
Meow?
Not you, bozo! Andromeda!
Sorry, Grandma.
Well, there's two words.
Did you get your tea?
You betcha, right here in this bag. You're not still being silly about shadowing at that school tomorrow, are you? Kitten, you're gonna blow the doors off those kids.
How can you know?
I, Andromeda.
Andy.
I just
It's just Andy.
Now, why don't you go curl up in my bed tonight? No sense being all alone and solitary. You need some noise to sleep well. I'll bring you up some chamomile tea.
I surround you. I surround Andy. I hover over her sleeping form. She rests quietly. Andy's grandmother does not. But you can't fight me. I'm in the air that sustains you. At night, I am most present. Earthly sounds fade away, leaving nothing but your breath. Reach out. You can almost touch me. Almost. I envelop you. Unbeatable. Untouchable. I'm the last thing in the world you will hear. But not today. Soon Andy's grandmother will awaken, and I will retreat.
Good morning, my sweet little canary. Let's let you out of your cage. There you go. Andromeda! It's time for school. Wake up. School days, dear old golden rule days, reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of the hickory stick.
Good luck, Andromeda.
Lunch!
It's the slump today.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Andy. So, how do you like the school so far?
The cafeteria is so loud. It's a lot different than I'm used to.
Is that so?
Yeah, but I'm glad I got a nice person to shadow. I didn't know what to expect. I've never been to a school before.
Seriously? Is that even legal?
I'm homeschooled.
Oh. Hi, Carla. That's the lunch lady. She's super chill.
Oh, hi, Carla.
Here's the food. I suggest you don't eat it, though. There's been a series of incidents.
What is it?
Well, it's supposed to be a burger, but we just call it the slump.
What's that?
It's a mixture of chemicals and harmful byproducts.
Oh, gross.
Zach, hey man, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. This is Andy. Andy, meet Ben.
Oh, hi Ben.
Who's this newbie?
The 80s called and they want their fashion back.
Really? White on white?
Come on, be nice.
What, are those sleeves puffed? No way.
She looks like a marshmallow.
Wait, oh my gosh, are those your grandma's go-go boots?
Like, who wears those in 2016?
Just leave her alone.
Anything can improve that outfit.
Like this.
Hey!
Ketchup and mustard magnifique.
Food fight!
You're a blank canvas, you always be a blank canvas.
Oh my golly, watch my hair.
Fight me, biscuit.
Run, Andy, run. Nice to meet you.
Goodness, the bathroom. Crap, the stain's not coming out. Oh no, somebody's coming.
Ah, my hair. Covered in that mush they call mashed potatoes.
At least you don't have mustard on your new shoes. There's no way this isn't going to stain.
I'm never going to leave.
All this because of that homeschool freak.
Why would Zach volunteer for her to shadow him? It's not like she's pretty.
I know, right? Zach's too sweet for his own good.
Whatever. I give up on getting this out. Let's just go.
Ugh, this sweater is done for.
Safe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kitten, welcome home. Come sit down at the kitchen table. I just put some tea on. I want to hear all about your day. How'd it go? Come on, was it exciting? Did you make new friends?
Fine.
Oh, was it as bad as you thought it would be?
Worse.
Don't be so quiet, I want the details. Dish it, Tarzan.
Oh my gosh, Grandma, get out of the 60s.
What's on your shirt? Is that the slump? You didn't eat that, did you?
No!
Why did you wear white? Look at those colors. Is that mustard? Oh my, are those my go-go boots? Did you try to clean it? Oh, you've stained it.
Oh, Grandma, just be quiet. I'm sorry, okay?
Young lady, you really need some tea. Stop it, Kelvin.
Leave the cat alone. You're so mean to him. Here, Kelvin. Oh, it's okay, baby. My poor kitty.
Well, it's not my fault Kelvin tries to eat my bird or that he makes a mess everywhere he goes. My canary will not be a meal for your tomcat.
Maybe it's because your bird is so annoying. At least Kelvin doesn't poop on my head.
Andromeda.
It's Andy!
Andromeda is the name your parents gave you. And protect me, Lord, if it changes in my home.
Oh, this house. Why did you have to buy a house on Main Street? All it does is creak. Ugh, a creaky old house on Main Street. It's loud. It's always loud.
Now look here, Andromeda. You need to calm yourself down right now. Who could that possibly be? No one comes to our house. I better go get the door before...
I'll get it. Zach? What are you doing here?
I wanted to make sure you were okay. It was kind of a rough day for you.
Well, I'll be a boy in this household. I never thought I'd see the day. Oh, he's so handsome, Andromeda.
Grandma, I'm leaving.
Andromeda, get back here.
Andy? Wait up.
What's Zach doing at that hippie lady's house?
Oh my gosh, wait, isn't that where the homeschool geek lives?
There she is!
Why is he visiting her? I mean, we're over here. Oh my gosh, what's her problem? Oh my gosh, she pushed me! He just pushed me!
Hey, watch it!
Hey, Andy!
Hi, Zach. Is it just me, or did it get 10 times hotter out here?
Let me through.
Guys, why don't we just go?
Zach, don't be a butt bag.
Hey, I gotta go. Andy!
I feel like I should apologize on behalf of my gender. It is a cute butt. True, but that's not the point. Have some pride, woman.
All I want is silence.
To be continued.
One Day in Edelin, the prologue of the podcast series Hush, is a production of the Shire Literary Center. Special thanks to KLBB Radio, 1220 AM, for its encouragement and support. For more information about the show, contact executive producer Stephanie Atkins at 651-351-0804. One Day in Edelin is written by Isabel Anderson, Emma Atkins, Claudia Bongin, Ellie Edwards, Anne Hoffman, Lee Menzel, Celia Olson, Anna Claire Splettozer, and Aurora Young. The associate producer and recording engineer is Jenna Yaron. Stephanie Atkins is the executive producer. It is directed by Lee Menzel. The voice of Silence is Zach Feinberg. The voice of Violet is Mary Therese Druffner. The voice of Andy is Emma Atkins. The voice of Zach is Kenyon Schwartz. The voice of Calvin the Cat is Anne Hoffman. The voice of Rational Girl is Ellie Edwards. The voice of Artsy Girl is Celia Olson. The voice of Zach's friend is Adam Kansas. The voice of Girl 1 is Anna Claire Splettozer. The voice of Girl 2 is Celia Olson. Credits are read by Alex Serrier. Original music by Penelope Corbett. One Day in Edelin can be found at theshire.com/news or at soundcloud.com/hushsounds. To see drawings of the characters and a video on the production of One Day in Edelin and other supplementary goodies, go to Hush Sounds YouTube channel. Is there all matters when you read?